out of a cabinet.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 56. Today is Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
October 19th. Can you say that?
What, Taco Tuesday?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I be able to say Taco Tuesday?
I don't know. I thought there was issues with that.
Is there issues with Taco Tuesday?
It's like a cultural appropriation type of thing.
No. I live in California. It's Taco Tuesday.
Okay, yeah. Maybe for California it's different.
Yeah, yeah.
I know LeBron James was saying that he was getting some flack for it
a while ago. It's Taco Tuesday. Come on, man.
Today we talk about sports, science, Twitter trends, hot topics, and give our favorites from New Music Friday. We didn't record last week, right? I was...
Yeah, you were out.
We were busy. You were busy. I was busy. So me and Dougie were on vacation together.
Yes.
In Cali. I was in Cali for 72 hours.
You have it down to the minute. 72 hours and 5 minutes.
I've had my brain. I don't know how
You've
this podcast will go. I don't know how the podcast will go because I just got back from another vacation. I know it's like, oh, look at you taking all these
vacations. You need a vacation from your vacation. That's the problem with all these vacations where you just do so much.
This is a problem because I have taken two vacations back to back. And now going back to work today was like, I didn't leave my laptop. I didn't leave it. I just sat there all day.
And did work?
So like, yeah, just catching up because you get behind, but then you're so tired from all the fun you've had and all the activities.
That's why we need to talk about a vacation from your vacation. And we need to talk about why, and specifically women, always want to have an itinerary for the whole day. Wake up at 6 a.m. We're going to go do this. Like, I think some vacations should be like that. We've talked about this before. And then some vacations, you should go and just chill in the hotel, chill by the pool. And because if you're tired when you get back from vacation, what the fuck is the point of the vacation? In my opinion.
I agree. Well, so I feel like my vacation with you was Cali. That was supposed to be more relaxing, although there was still a lot of things that we were doing.
Yeah, it was. We had like two relaxing days, and then the one day we traveled like literally all day.
All day, yeah. And then the next morning I left, so it was not a good ending for me.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
it was multiple early mornings for me. But So I'm going on these vacations because I'm starting a new job. I'm not just like, you know, going on vacations.
She's
for
going out there free willy.
I'm just like, I'm losing it. But so I'm starting my new job in November, trying to take a little bit of time off so that I don't burn out, because that's a real thing in academia and science. And I mean, a lot of jobs as well.
Yeah.
So you should take some time for yourself. But I went camping and I went to two national. So we did a mini road trip within the span of like 2 days. And I had mapped it out on some random website. It was like a trip.
MapQuest?
It was like a trip maker. You know, I don't even know. It was, I mean, it looked kind of legit, but
it didn't follow suit.
No, I don't even think I've told you about all this yet. So you're hearing it for the first time. But
nice.
Yeah, we'll do this since we have science, and then we'll get right into sports. But I had mapped this out. We were planning to hit two national parks, Shenandoah, which is in Virginia, stop by our friends Curtis and Sarah, and then head on to Tennessee, Smoky Mountains, and then to our other friends, Saber and Tyler.
Yeah.
And so I had mapped it out. We only had 2 days. I wasn't originally going to throw in Morgantown, but I didn't. I ended up canceling that because Morgantown is way more west than everything else.
Didn't make the cut, man.
It's super west.
Didn't make the cut. Yeah.
And it's 6 hours out of the way.
Too much. Too far.
So, sorry, there's an ambulance. I don't know if you can hear it.
Yeah, I can hear it. It's going to be super loud.
I know. So, We cut out West Virginia. We're just going to Shenandoah National Park. I don't know if you've been there when you lived in West Virginia.
I don't think so.
I mean, it's not close, but it's like the closest one, I guess. So we drive there. The trip maker is about 1 to 2 hours off on everything.
Really?
So we had planned. Yeah, I don't know why. And so we had planned for certain times, ended up being way longer to get to these places. When you actually put in the address on Waze, I think that's something that from now on I will do. And I'm urging everyone, if you're planning a road trip, put the exact address in Waze into your phone and hit go. Because until you do that, it doesn't calculate the correct time.
Well, I figured that was like kind of common sense.
It should, if I type in, I was Googling it like this to this, and it's like, oh, 5 hours. But it's like an estimate. It's not real life.
So you said it was like 2 hours off from distance to distance?
So I thought we were getting to Shenandoah in like four and a half hours. Ended up taking us like 5.5 hours, almost six.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we had to kind of adjust things. We didn't have as much time within the parks as we wanted, but we still were able to camp out. We camped in tents, sleeping bags, made food on a little fire on the little grill, and then an actual over the fire, which was really cool to like cook steak over an actual fire. So it was super fun. It was amazing. The views were amazing. And it was really nice that you don't have cell phone service in the parks. And it like just felt so good to be away from social media and to not care because you couldn't see it.
Couldn't post.
It was like, you couldn't post. Like, you know, it was just, and I just didn't even care. I like got out of the park and I was like, I don't even care about social media right now. Like I had been, like if it was wiped from our minds, we would be fine. It felt so good to not.
I felt free. I can live again.
It did. I mean, I know we talked about this a little before, but that was such a cool experience. Like, I didn't even want to grab my phone. So, you know, it's a good time. And then we went to see Curtis and Sarah, who were like 2 more hours out of the way than we thought.
Yeah.
And then we went to the Smoky Mountains. We thought that was like a 5-hour drive from Richmond.
Eight hours. You did not do a good job of mapping this out, man.
7 hours that we didn't get to the, so we're like, luckily I reserved a campsite, but I was like, you know, can we get in? There's check-ins usually. I was trying to call, but you can't call a national park. Have you ever tried to call?
I don't think they have like a customer service line.
They don't. I thought they did. They kind of do, but you can't get to a person.
Yeah.
I tried 3 times. You cannot get to a person.
It's just, you gotta get to the automated robot voice. How can I help you?
Yeah, I couldn't get to anything I needed. Anyway, so we're like, it's like dark. We had to set up camp in the dark, make dinner in the dark. It's like 8 p.m. by the time we get to the campsite, which you don't want to be setting up camp in an area you don't know late
at night.
In
the dark. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, the drive was beautiful. It was still super fun. We got there. Our lot was open. Luckily, because we were worried if we didn't get there, would they give it away?
Yeah.
But they don't. Like, once you pay, it's there.
You got to lock down.
Yeah. But we ended up never, like, they have no record of us being there, so I wonder what happens. But we ended up getting in at, like, 8 p.m. No one's there to check you in. And they do that for safety reasons so that they know, like, these people were last seen here, blah, blah, blah.
So there was nobody, like, because most of the time, don't they close, like, the gates and stuff?
That's what I was worried about. That I was also worried about our spot being given away. So we're like, we're going to pull up. Where are we going to camp? We're gonna camp on the side of the road or something, worst case. And so we get there. We had to drive through Gatlinburg, Tennessee, which, have you ever heard of Gatlinburg, Tennessee?
No, never heard of it.
It was super weird. It's a mini Vegas.
Really?
Right next to this national park. So we're like, feels like we're entering Times Square again. We're like, what the heck is going on? Like, where are we? So weird. So worst case, we could have stayed there if we couldn't get in or whatever. But we get to there. Everything's fine. Our spot's open, blah, blah, blah. It was all good in the end. But then we left really early because we wanted to hike and everything before leaving to go to North Carolina, which funny story about that as well.
Another mistake.
So, you know, we left the park early. So they have no record of us being there, even though we reserved that spot. But so we're like, oh, we mapped out. We want to go to the Cherokee Museum. My boyfriend is really into Native American culture, and there was a museum. We were hoping to see some authentic shops and things like that.
Yeah.
So we mapped it out. I said, oh, an hour from Cherokee to where my friends live in North Carolina.
You said an hour?
Yeah.
What was it, like 4 hours?
And we're like, oh, okay. We never check. And so we're just wandering around this, like the museum. And then there was like a car show. Like we're just wasting time basically because we were exploring.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, you know, we're hungry. Maybe we should get going back to the car. We put it in 3 hours.
Really? What time was this?
It was like 4 p.m.
What time were they expecting you to get there? Or did they
six.
Not? Oh, well, that's not
for that dinner.
That's not terrible. I mean, it's an hour off.
It's not well, that's why I was like, okay, we need to leave at like 4 that, because I thought we had an hour drive. So there's another, we must have put in, there's another Cherokee, North Carolina area, which is close, an hour from them.
So it was not, it was not 3 hours.
The actual one was only an hour. Oh. The one we went to was 3 hours.
Oh, so you guys went to the wrong one.
Well, no, that's the right one, but I think we Googled the wrong one we made directions.
That's not a great... Why would there be two Cherokees right next to each other?
Because there's like the museum, and then there's the actual town called Cherokee.
Okay, so gotcha.
So this trip was full of misinformation and poor planning.
Fake news, they say.
I mean, I planned it the best I could, but also just a warning for everyone. National parks are super popular right now because of COVID, I think. I didn't know this many people liked camping, but they are sold out. If you're going on a weekend, you will not get a spot unless you reserve like a month in advance.
I think it's going to be like that for a while. I think people realize with COVID, like camping and doing outdoor stuff is fun. So I think, especially in the, like your popular national parks, You gotta reserve. It's like a hotel or like Airbnb. Now you gotta reserve a couple months in advance. You just can't show up and be like, hey, I'm here to camp. And they're like, well, we're sold out. So, you know, next month.
No, it's crazy. Because I had never known you had to reserve a spot. Never in my life have I reserved a camp spot.
I think TikTok, honestly, TikTok made camping huge. Like, because really? I know out in California, like so many camping spots that were never really that populated. I've seen videos on TikTok that are viral, like multiple videos of national parks. And then you see these parks are now filled up, especially with COVID. I think TikTok really had a big influence on that because people post the videos like, oh my God, it's so beautiful. I don't know if people realize like national parks are beautiful. I don't know like what they thought it was. But yeah, I really think TikTok had a part in making it more popular.
That's interesting. I will say, the parks are more grand than you can imagine because you're like, oh, okay, I've seen like parks and forests and I've seen a lot of mountain ranges. I mean, I've been to Colorado, California, but every national park is different, which is cool.
Yeah.
And the Smokies are absolutely breathtaking because you can actually get to the highest point. They have an area that's above the trees.
Oh, really?
And you can see the clouds on the tree line when you're above that.
That's really cool.
And, like, I don't mean clouds, obviously. Yeah, you know, the floaties.
Yeah.
The wispies.
The low-hanging clouds.
Yeah. But it was amazing. Shenandoah was really cool for overlook areas and things like that.
Yeah.
And hiking was good there. Smokies was, like, the views were amazing as far as, like, you were able to get to the topmost part of the park, which I've never seen I've never seen this type of... it was like a tower in any other park that I've been to yet. But yeah, highly recommend. Make sure that you get your times right. Get your levels right.
Yeah, plan it out, especially, man.
I also wanted to kind of just do this on the fly because it was a short trip and I was like, it'll be fine, whatever. I wish I had planned it out just a little bit better, but honestly, everything kind of worked out and it was more fun that way for me anyway, because I'm always planning. So I was like, it's just good.
Yeah, sometimes, especially those kind of trips, you don't want to plan everything. It just becomes too like monotonous after a while.
Yeah, you're like, hey, we have 2 hours here. Then we have 3 hours here.
It's like, what if you want to spend some more time hiking or just like meditating in nature? And yeah.
So highly recommend. Did you do anything fun this past week.
Hold on. I'm fixing my mic.
Okay. Dougie got a new mic, and his birthday happened.
Yes, my birthday happened. I got a new mic. Shout out to my boy Shane for hooking me up with this Shure. I'm sure you've seen it in most podcasts. There's two versions. This is more for like recording music and vocals and instruments. The other one's more for actually podcasting, but they both do the same thing. So I'm sure you've seen this mic before multiple times.
I have seen that mic.
Yeah. A lot of artists use it. It's just really good. Wait, you're breaking up a little bit. What'd you say?
Is the one for podcasting any cheaper or the same
price?
Yeah,
it's like $100, $150 cheaper. And that's what most people use. But no, it's really good just because it's such a good condenser mic that, and that's why I have to talk so close. I could turn it up, but then that kind of defeats the purpose. And you can record anywhere, and it gives you like a studio sound. And you don't get the background noises, like the cars going by, ambulances, or someone talking in another room. It's like, that's why you have to be so close to it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you'll have good sound from Dougie. You'll still have bad sound from me.
I mean, you've always had decent sound, but I was not able to speak directly into the microphone just because like the other mic was kind of awkward. I couldn't sit it right here and had the pop filter. It was a mess, but this one's going to sound a lot better.
Yeah, I can already kind of hear it like through my headphones, so I'm excited to hear in the final.
Yeah, you gotta get your mic upgraded, man, because this one especially is really good for the bass of your voice. I already noticed that in like recording vocals, like the bass of my voice comes through a lot better and it's not as tinny. And you have like you have a decent mic, but it's old and you're ready for an upgrade.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe we got to wait a little bit because Holly's got to spend some cash on moving and things like that.
Yeah, so. Maybe once we start doing the podcast in person in February.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Big news.
That's going to be a lot better too. I mean, yeah, we can tell people. I mean, I'm moving to February. I'm moving to Chicago in February when we live right downtown. You're moving in a couple weeks, right?
Yep.
So we're going to be in person. Yeah. The first few podcasts, it should come through a lot better. The conversations will be better. It won't be any technical difficulties. It'll be more authentic. I mean, not that it isn't right now, but like when you're talking through a computer screen, it's a little weird.
It's weird to know when the pauses are, exactly. Through video. But yeah, right now my room is atrocious. I have boxes everywhere. I have to get myself organized. I'm a hot mess. So let's move on to science.
It'll be stressful though, man. It's not fun.
Dude, I'm not usually stressed out, and I am kind of stressed out. I'm overwhelmed, not stressed out.
Well, you're also starting your own like lab too, so it's a lot different than most people just moving and continuing their same job. Like you have to move. Luckily, you got movers, so that's good. But you got to move, and then you got to start setting up your lab, and you're just becoming the CEO basically.
Yeah. Yeah, and no one teaches you how to transition into that, so that's fun. But yeah, and I'm like, I have all these new responsibilities now, and I'm like, okay, I got to do this. Got to set up the electric. Got to set up the cable. Got to make sure my car is registered. Yeah. Got to get the car insurance. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
And you don't have a roommate now, so that's the first time you've ever had a roommate, right?
Right. I don't have anyone to depend on except for myself. And I'm like, also, we need to talk about how ridiculous car registration is, maybe next podcast, because the way that this system works could be done so much better. I don't understand why we are doing it this way, but I don't want to go down that rabbit hole because we need to move on.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on to science. Okay, there's actually been some cool stories coming out. So I have more science. I kind of didn't do any news, really. It's mainly science news for me today.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
So 1,600 radio bursts are coming from a single source for 47 days. So this radio burst, they have a name for it. It's called FRB-121102. It's the most famous of all the fast radio bursts. And it's, when I say radio, I mean a cosmic explosion, not just like a radio signal that you're thinking of. Yeah. And these are like mysterious radio waves. And I think maybe we've talked about this before on the podcast where I'm like, oh, mysterious waves are coming from sources that we don't know.
Yep.
And these waves are releasing equivalent energy of what the sun produces over many months in the fraction of a second. So this is an extreme amount of energy. It's the first one discovered to repeat, and it has allowed us to locate its source. This was the first time catching it, releasing over 1,600 bursts in 47 days. It's the largest set ever released. Scientists still don't know what causes these FRBs. They think it's a type of neutron star, but they're not sure. They flare once usually, so it's usually hard. Usually they just get one big radio burst and that's it. But this one has kept firing, so they're trying to locate it. Some have been caught on repeating cycles, and so they're trying to predict when it will occur again to try and observe it.
So they don't know. They don't know where it's coming from exactly.
Right. So these are most likely super powerful stars coming from somewhere in the universe, which and is like kind of cool.
And mimics the sun.
So, it's more powerful than the sun.
So it could be another sun somewhere.
It's like, it's a neutron star, which I think are like potentially other suns, but I don't know if they're like a solar flare constantly like the sun.
Okay,
like the sun is always on.
Yeah.
I think these stars maybe are just like firing bursts.
The sun is crazy when you think about it.
I mean, this whole idea in space and how stars work is ridiculous. Like we can't even fathom what's happening up there.
Yeah, I mean, like if you really think about it and just take a second to try to understand it, unless you study that and you have somewhat of an idea, it just goes way over your head.
It's just a lot of gases and explosions and energy. It's just like constant energy is floating out in the universe. So like when people say like use the universe energy, that shit is real.
Yeah, that's why like the sun is so powerful. It's like I was listening to a podcast yesterday and it was all about sleep and getting outside and the importance of the sun. And it was pretty much like, yeah, the sun is like a battery. Like it charges you. If you use it correctly, it can charge you. And that's why when people spend more time outside, they have more energy, they're happier. And unfortunately, some people don't get outside a lot, and that's, affects their health, mental health, and all that. But I mean, it's such a powerful tool to use if you just get outside and get those vitamins.
Get those vitamins, get that energies.
Yeah.
No, I agree because I worked inside all day today. And I was so sad. And
yeah,
I had just come from all this nature and being outside constantly for the past week almost, where I was so happy. And then I was just inside, like,
yeah, being inside darkness really affects your mental health negatively. Like, and you might not realize that, especially with COVID. I know a lot of people spend a lot of time inside. Like, you got to get outside and get some sunlight. At least once every other day, go outside for an hour even better, once a day, go outside for half an hour to an hour. Like, even if you're just reading a book, if you're walking your dog, you got to get outside, man. It's so crucial.
Got to do it. All right, next story. The oldest footprints may have been found. So the oldest known human-like footprints may be even older than previously believed. So new research suggests the controversial fossilized imprints found on the Greek island of Crete. So these new ones are found on Crete. They are around 6 million years old.
Okay.
And they're believed to be left by hominins. And this could really change where we thought humans evolved and where all humans came from. So I think scientists believe that everyone came from Africa.
Yeah.
That's where the oldest known hominids were.
Okay.
This would lead us to believe that they evolved near the Mediterranean Sea. And so that's why this is such a big deal. They found these are probably 6 million years old. The last ones we found were, I think like 5 million years old.
Okay.
And,
yeah, it says 2.5 million years older than the other tracks.
Yeah. So Lucy was like the first hominid. I feel like you've probably heard. I think I've talked about that on here before.
Yep.
But she's like the famous one. But yeah, so that would be pretty crazy that humans evolved even earlier than we thought in a different area. At least some type of two-legged creature.
Creature, yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
Nice.
Other story, William Shatner, oldest person to go to space.
I didn't know he was 90 years old, man. He's old. I guess he was always so old, like growing up. Like, I feel like he's always been old. He's never been young.
Well, that's because we saw him probably when he was like 50, 60.
Yeah.
Starring and stuff. So I've just always known him to look like that. But now he just has a bunch of Botox and now he's 90. So he looks 50. He just looks the same as he's always looked.
Yeah.
So that's crazy. It's kind of cool that it was him for the whole Star Trek thing.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, so I think we're going to start seeing that's the new money thing.
Yeah, you got money, you're going to space.
Yeah, and it's not going to be designer bags and shoes and clothes.
That's money, like, though. That's money. Or you have a friend that's rich and into space, then you can get the hookup and go to space. But I mean, that's a lot of money, man.
That's what I mean. This is like pinnacle of money.
I have too much money. Where do I go? Let's go to space.
Yeah. I didn't know William Shatner had that much money.
I mean, he's been acting. He was in Star Trek. That's a syndicate. What is it? It's called Syndicate, right? Once the show gets on like those networks. I think it's what it's called. Syndication or... I don't know.
Wow, I don't know that word.
That's when you make all your money as an actor. Like The Office was.
Like The Office, yeah.
Where it just plays on repeat.
You just keep getting money from that?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you get paid every time every time it airs or like weekly or monthly, but that's where they make their most money.
I mean, the Office cast, you should look up some of their salaries per episode. It's insane.
Oh yeah. The Office. There was another show they were getting like, I think Game of Thrones, they were getting an insane amount of money as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Those people are set for life. Yeah, he was in Star Trek, but then he was in Boston Legal for a long time. That was a great show.
That was a good show, yeah. He's been in some movies as well. So, I mean.
Yeah, but yeah. So, last story. Lyme disease. The scientists think they found a new compound to kill Lyme disease bacteria, which would mean that eradication would be possible if this compound works. So, that's pretty cool. That's in the early stages, so I didn't really do a deep dive on that.
Have you known anybody with Lyme disease or?
Yeah, I know. I mean, my boyfriend has Lyme disease. Yeah.
Is it something that stays with you forever or is it just something that?
So it's always, some people have it worse than others if you don't catch it in time and things like that. But some people have it and then it goes away. At least the symptoms go away. But they say it's always dormant in your system. It's always there. It could flare up, things like that. It's not good to have because it's always there, leads to a lot of inflammation.
Yeah.
You don't want Lyme disease. That stuff is nasty.
Yeah, I had a friend in middle school who had it really bad, and I just remember him going through a lot of complications, and it was sad. Like, he's good now. He's healthy. He's fine. He was going through a lot, and it was like 12, 11, and it just sucked, you know?
Yeah, I had a friend in high school whose mom had it real bad, and she was in the wheelchair and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's okay now. So it's more treatable now than it was, but there's still no cure. So this would be a big deal if they could eradicate Lyme disease, because we don't need that, Jess.
Nope.
All right. So let's go on to our deep thought.
Woo! My favorite segment on the pod, baby.
Where we get deep. I feel like we've had some good combos already, so.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We wanted to talk about the topic of people pleasing.
Yes. I think we both might, I don't know if suffer is the right word, or we both might do this, people please. I mean, I know I do a little bit. I don't know about you, but you were saying last week that you think you might.
Yeah, I think I don't know where the line is, the cutoff is for just being, I mean, obviously being a nice person, but is it that you, because I will try to please people to the point where I am uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's people pleasing. That's not, I mean, not saying it's not, but good, not, but it's not, not like.
But, not, but I'm not like in pain. I mean, it's like, I'm like, ugh, I don't really want to do this, but
That's technically people pleasing. Like, if someone asks you to go out, hey, come out and have some drinks with me, and then you're like, no, you know, you should just stay in and get some rest and just chill. I'm like, I don't want to be a bad person to tell them no. I don't want them to be sad. And so you're like, oh, I'll go with you. And you don't really want to go. So that's kind of like, I mean, I do the same thing. It's that you have a hard time saying no to people.
I have a hard time saying no to people, and I have FOMO.
Yes, that I don't know if that's people pleasing. That's a whole different separation.
That's what I mean. So what? Where is the line? I mean, it's weird because I don't consider myself like an overly generous person.
Yeah,
I'm pretty logical and factual, and I'm there for you, but I'm not like a very emotional or empathetic.
Yeah. I can't even say
the word because I'm not empathetic.
Yeah,
I've never been an empath. I have a hard time with that, but when I feel bad, I'm like, oh, I don't want this person to think that. I don't want them to hate me. Is it coming from more of a selfish thing? Like, I don't want them to hate me or think bad on me, so I'm trying to please them? Or is it that I really want to be nice to my friends? Or I don't know. It's weird.
I was listening to a podcast, I think it was last night or the night before, and pretty much saying like, it's like you want everyone to like you, or not even like you, but like, you don't want to let people down. You don't want people to feel like, you know, like, oh, you know, when someone asks you for, you know, help in a certain situation, and you want to say no, but you're like, oh, well, they would do it for me. And like, you know, you should say no. You don't really have time. Like, you're not saying no because you want to be lazy and you want to be a bad person. You're saying no because you don't have time. It's going to, you know, affect your other areas in life. And you say yes anyway, just because you don't want them to think you're a bad person or think you're mean or, you know, along those lines, something like that.
Yeah, I think I can get on board with that. It's like I want to be the person that people can count on.
Yeah.
I want to be that person. Like, I like that type of character in a person, so like I try to model that. Like, I don't want to be the flake. People have like flaky friends. I hate those people. I don't want to be that person.
I think there's a difference between flaky and like just saying no and giving a good reason.
Yeah.
You know, flaky people are like, no, I just don't feel like it. I'm not going to. Or they'll be like, yeah, I'll come out. And then when it's time to do the plans, they don't come out. But if, you know, if you say no, like, I have a lot of work to do and I just need to catch up on sleep and that's hard to do. It's not easy to do. Then it's okay. But like, if you're just saying no because you just want to be lazy and don't want to do it, it's different.
Yeah.
But I mean, I definitely do it. It's something I'm trying to work on, like saying no and like, and you might have the time to do something, but is it going to drain your energy for the next task you need to do? Like, is going out and having drinks with friends until 2 a.m. going to affect, you have time to do it, but is that going to affect work the next day? Is that going to affect your workout? Is that going to, you know, and you really have to take care of yourself first. It sounds selfish, but if you don't take care of yourself, you can't give 100% to that other person.
Yeah, I think that's very true as well. Like, another thing is like hanging out late and staying up and keeping the party going.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Life of the party, like trying to be let's you know, because you don't want people to be bored. You don't want people to have a bad time, especially if you're hosting a party. You know, so
right. I am an extroverted introvert.
Yeah.
And like, I know that about myself. So being around people constantly for me is draining. Like, I need a break from
same
people.
Here. Yeah.
And then I feel like I'm such a bad person. Like, I don't want to be around people. Like, what's wrong with me? You know, then I think something's wrong with me because I'm like, everyone else, a lot of my friends are very extroverted. I surround myself with extroverts, which is funny. I don't know why that is. But they are like, they get energy from being around. They're like, oh, let's go hang out with this person and that person and meet new people. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't, I don't want to do that.
It's draining, especially when you meet new people, you kind of have to be on. Like, everyone knows what that is. Like, you can't, I mean, some people can be fully themselves and I respect the fuck out of those people. Like, some people you meet and they're just 100%, like, I'm working on that. It's so hard. You know, it's so hard not to be guarded. But I think when you open up so much, you get hurt from friendships and relationships. So you're guarded naturally. But it's something, like I said, I respect people that do it, but it's hard. So you have to be on guard. You have to like monitor what you say. You can't truly be yourself. I mean, you can, but most people don't, you know, you don't know what the energy is of the other person. So it's draining, especially for me. It's really draining.
It's so hard. We must be very similar in this aspect. This just happened to me. That's why it's kind of on the top of my head. Where I was, you know, when I went to visit my other friends, we met all of their friends. And everyone's having like a great time. And I'm like having anxiety over here in the corner, like trying to be on, trying to look nice. Like, do they like me? Am I, you know, like I can't. And I mean, I'm obviously in my head, like thinking way too much about this. Like, who cares? Honestly, why do I care if these people like me? I want to get, it's funny because I never really, when I was younger, I never cared what people thought of me. I was weird. I dressed weird. Yeah. Didn't give a shit. It was awesome. I had my own weird friends. and so it was like,
the outcast.
I didn't care. Yeah. And I enjoyed being an outcast. Like I delved into that role really well.
Yeah.
But now it's kind of like, you know, it's hard to make friends when you're older. So you're trying to be like a normal person, normal, whatever that is. And, it's just, it's strange. Cause I feel like I'm on and I'm have to be like so focused.
Yeah.
What did they say? Like, did I respond right? And I'm like, I can't be myself. I mean, I'm myself, but you know, like you said, it's, you can't just be your weird self.
You're like, I would be like 60%, around you. You're like 60-70% yourself. Yeah.
But I love the people who are themselves, who don't give a fuck. Yeah. They just say whatever, or they're just in the corner, like chilling, like don't care. I'm like, I've been trying to get back to that because I used to be like that. And I'm like trying. I'm like, what happened? I want to get back to.
Yeah. I think once you get older, there's more expectations of the person you should be. Like, oh, I should have this job, or I should look this way.
Right.
I should be at this point in my life. And like when you're not, or maybe you are and you're just overthinking it, or you're hard on yourself. It's you know, and most people don't care. Like most people, like if you meet them, they're like, cool, man, if you're a good person and we can have a good time tonight, that's cool. Like, I don't, you know, unless they're not, unless they're kind of, you know, like douchey people care, but we don't like to hang around those type of people.
That's what I mean. That's how I should go into it. Like I should be like, hey, blah, blah, blah. And if that person doesn't like me, then that's on them.
Yeah. Especially when you're meeting your friends, they're probably similar to you because they're your friend. And if they're especially like, you know, was it Curtis and Sarah?
No. When I was in North Carolina.
Okay. But I mean, you have good people in your life. Like they're not going to.
All my friends are awesome.
They're not going to surround themselves with like mean people.
No.
So.
No, I mean, everything was fine. It ended up being like a great time.
Yeah.
But I was like so not nervous, but you know, just like.
You get social anxiety.
Got to think of conversation starters. Yes, I think sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. That's why I'm in like extrovert. It depends on the mood.
I was tired.
I was tired from camping. So I was a little like, on the low energy side and people don't give me energy. So I needed I need to step back, get some energy, come back in. You know what
exactly.
I'm I wanted to like sit in my room for like an hour and just be like, okay, now I'm ready.
Yeah. Recharge. I'm ready to party.
Yeah. It's like, I need to plug in for a second. But yeah, it's super weird. And that's another like, and I just want to not people please, but just make sure everyone's happy, having a good time.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the person that like talks about themselves either. So I'm like trying to make sure I engage, like ask questions about them.
I'll be like, oh, well, I did this too, or I'm that way too. Or like, those people kind of suck. But I mean, I think the biggest thing for me is like, it's fine. And so there's an awkward silence and then you have to find something to talk about. And then you don't want to say something weird. Like, and you don't want to say something. And we've all been there. We've said something, not weird, but it didn't really fit the conversation. And the other person's like, oh yeah, I guess, or something like that.
Yeah, that happened a couple times just because I don't know these people very well. And it just conversation kind of died. And like at parties, you're kind of in weird groups.
In cliques.
Where you got to like walk around. And I'm like, so one dies, you're like, the best thing is to get food. Oh, I got to refill my plate.
Let me get another drink. Anybody want a drink?
And it's very hard to also, there's this like, we've kind of morphed this into a different deep thought, but whatever, we'll keep rolling with it.
Yeah, it's good content.
These, at least this group morphs into like men and women.
Okay.
Like the men congregate together and the women congregate together.
I feel like that happens a lot.
It happens a lot and I have a big issue with it.
We're going down a rabbit hole, baby.
I don't fit into either box 100%.
Yeah.
So I don't relate to most of the things the women are talking about 100%. So it's very hard for me to contribute, especially women who are at different stages of their lives, married, pregnant, engaged.
Have kids already.
Right. I'm a late bloomer, you know, like I'm on a different train, man. Yeah, I'm on a different train. And so it's very hard for me. That's why I have friends in academia, because they kind of understand that process that I'm in. So it's kind of nice. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I'm like, okay, well, don't know what to say about all that. And then like the guys, you know, like I can relate with movies, sports, if they're playing games or whatever, but they don't want me in their guy conversations.
Yeah.
So then I'm like,
where do I go? You're a floater.
I'm a floater. And then like they're all the guys playing cornhole. I'm like, well, I don't play cornhole. And it was just there. Then I went down to play cornhole. No one would be my partner. And it was like the saddest.
Does anybody want to play with me?
I literally said, no one wants to play with me. It was like dodgeball getting picked last. Like,
yeah. Damn.
The women, like, they didn't want to play. And the like, guys had their own tournament going. So I get that. And I'm just like floundering around out here.
No.
So I was being weird, whatever. But I was just kind of like, I don't play cornhole. No one play cornhole. But yeah, it's I don't know how we got into this, but I guess it kind of goes with people pleasing.
Yeah, it does.
But it's all the feelings that you feel around trying to be a people pleaser. It's very weird.
It is really weird, especially like you said, you didn't really care before, but once you've gotten older and... It's probably also because, like you said, you're a floater. You have some things to talk about with the women, but once they start talking about marriage and kids, and which is probably a lot of women conversations because it's such a big deal, obviously. And then you go with the men, and then they do their thing, but it's the bros, like, you know, like,
yeah.
Unless you indoctrinate yourself for a while, like a couple weeks in the group, then they'll accept you. But like at first, you're like, what is going on?
Yeah, you can't if you're trying to get into a bro group. Which I usually do. I have,
you gotta prove it to the bros.
Right. Which is dumb. So I have like the Jersey guys. It took me a while to infiltrate that group. Finally, they're all, you know, they all got my back. Then I had like the WU guys, you know, and it takes a while. But when you are trying to just enter for a day.
Yeah. No, the bros got it unlocked.
It's not accepting. They're like, who's this weirdo?
What does she know about?
We haven't, yeah, like they haven't done the background check yet.
Exactly.
But yeah, that was cracking me up. Just like thinking about the whole thing and then thinking like, no one even cares. No, everyone has forgotten about like everything that happened.
No, no one cares that much. Like people don't, like they might think about it for a second and then they just move on.
Yeah. It's not any part of their lives. Like they will never remember. But it's just funny. And people pleasing. I think I'm a slight people pleaser. I don't like confrontation. I don't like conflict. I don't want to start that with anyone. I will do everything in my power to avoid the conflict, even if that means pushing my emotions down, which is a terrible thing to do. They teach you, don't do that.
Yeah.
And I will
don't like
do
conflict
that.
Either. Not to cut you off, but oh my gosh, voice crack there. Gone through puberty.
No, I'm saying like I do that and I'm trying to work on that because I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't like conflict either. I think because I'm very even keel, but once I like get to that point, like I'm kind of ruthless and I don't want to be that person. It's like the hawk. He's like, I don't want to become this person.
Yeah.
But like
once
I get to that point, like I just kinda like I can control myself, obviously. But then it's just like all bets are off. Like it's on. And I don't like that part of me.
Right. So, that's what I mean. When I'm pretty chill, I get along with anyone. And even relationships I've been in, I don't fight. I don't try to start fights.
No.
But if I'm to the point where I'm fighting, it's not good because I am extremely angry. And all of the built up emotion that I've pushed down is now
coming
up.
That's what I think it is. I think we push it down. And then it's like once that lever freaking switches upward, it all comes out at once. And that's not healthy.
Yeah.
But no, it's something you have to work on. And it's something where it's like you just try to have conversations with people before it gets to that point. And hopefully they don't react in a negative way, but you can't really control that. So,
still working on that. Always working on myself, you know.
You got to, man. Jay Shetty, those podcasts, man, I'll tell you what, they are amazing. They are amazing podcasts. If you are looking for self-help, if you are in the car a lot, workout, and you need something to listen to that is positive and motivating and helpful, listen to Jay Shetty. It's you know, he interviews people from Will Smith to, you know, athletes to scientists to anyone that has, you know, a good story or has learned a lot in this life. So, I mean, it's something everyone should be listening to, and I recommend it highly.
His wife also, her YouTube channel.
Really?
Super, super positive vibes.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like fake positivity. And like, he even says it, like, you know, negative emotions are a part of life and you should feel that and go through it. You shouldn't push them aside. And, you know, it's not like fake, ooh, every day is great. You know, he's like, not every day is great and you're going to be sad and stuff like that. So that's why I respect it so much. And he's an awesome guy.
Yeah, his wife does the same thing. She'll like post when she's having a bad day, when she cried.
I gotta check
what
that out.
She did. You've probably seen him post about his wife a lot. But
Yeah,
she has her own YouTube channel and, like, you know, all this stuff. Like, she's a creator as well, content.
They're starting a tea company too, which I thought was pretty cool. But
yeah. Oh yeah, they're so positive in a not fake way. And she has like tips on healthy everything, like natural everything, I should say. Yeah. Like eating, hair supplies, makeup, like just the stuff she uses, and that's all natural. And how she goes through like her morning routine, which is like 5 a.m. I'm like, nah, I'm not ready for that yet.
He's like,
one day,
I'm like, not yet. One day I'm gonna get
one day. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I think we need to move on. We've probably gone on too long, but it was good.
It's been good content.
Yeah, we don't, I mean, sports, we're on to sports now.
Not much, you know, like, Eagles, we kind of saw this coming.
Eagles lost. The score was close, but I didn't watch the game. I didn't watch any football, really.
Which
so that
part was
sad.
Yeah, that was sad.
We watched a little bit of the London game on Sunday morning, stuff like that, but
yeah.
No, I didn't really watch any games, but I did kill in fantasy this week in both leagues, so that was nice.
Yeah, I went 3-1, and I was a point away from going 4-0, and it was so painful.
But, dang. I mean, me and you are killing the Jersey League score-wise.
Yeah, we're
top
four, right?
Scorers.
We're top four in the standings. If the season ended today, and we should have six teams in the playoffs,
but
there's only four.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I get it, because there's only 10 teams in the league, but, like, when I saw that, I got depressed. I'm like, damn. I was like, I'm for sure making the playoffs, and now I'm like, I really got to fucking perform. Top four.
Oh, I have to keep it up. Like, I can't lose, really. So, Eagles lost. We know that. Tom Brady's the GOAT. I'm trying to think if there was any crazy games. Nothing really too crazy was happening.
Last night was a really good game. Bills and who they played? Titans. Titans won. Last play of the game was a QB sneak, and the Titans stuffed them at the goal line. So that was a really good game. There was a couple good games, good finishes. What else? There was another game. Steelers versus who did the Steelers play? Shoot. Steelers versus Seahawks. Old Geno Smith at quarterback.
How bad it? He's back.
Yeah, and they almost won, but they went to overtime, and I needed Chase Claypool to get one more point, just one more catch. Or I needed the Steelers to score a touchdown, but Geno Smith fumbled it at their, like, 10-yard line, and they got the ball, and they kicked the field goal to win it. So I lost in fantasy because of that. I was so angry. Yeah, that was a good game this week, though.
I just can't believe Geno's, like, back in the league. I thought he was actually gone.
Yeah, so I had no idea he was even on a roster, and now he's starting. I think Russell Wilson is going to be out for, like, at least a month, so.
That's crazy. Yeah. Tons of injuries, I should say. That this week was.
And you got Kareem Hunt, who's hurt now, got carted off last week. Mike Williams is hurt.
Every time I get someone, they get injured. So I don't know what that means. But I just got Kareem Hunt in a trade.
Injured.
And now he's out for like a month.
Yeah.
They hope he's going to be back by like Thanksgiving time. Who knows? On waivers, I'm trying to pick up people's backups because I don't know what to do.
Browns backup. I mean, Nick Chubb's out too, so.
Yeah, I mean, I claimed them. I just don't want you to know who I claimed. Okay.
Come on, man. I'm trying to help you out.
No, I don't want you to take them. I don't know where your waiver spot is.
I don't need any running backs in any of my leagues. Besides one league, I need a running back, but that's a dynasty league. And that's
Are you suffering from the bi-pocalypse, the bye weeks?
The bi-pocalypse? No. Well, this week I am in sleeper. Stephon Diggs and Justin Jefferson are out, but
that's what
I mean. My opponent has like four of his top like five players that are out.
That's what I need. I need to see who my opponent is to see who they have out.
Now it separates the boys from the men. You know, like the bye weeks are here. Can you fill in? Like the score is going to go down because the star is not playing every game. So I mean, this is the fun part of fantasy football.
Yeah, it's where you live on the waiver and you play some weird. You got to take chances. Someone could have
you play the third string running back that's starting because the other guys are hurt. It's fun, man. It's my favorite part of fantasy football.
Yeah, so this is where it separates. Because right now, everyone's kind of close. In the Jersey League, everyone's kind of close. Yeah. In the West Virginia League, I am really struggling, which I won last year.
I'm 3-3 now. What are you, 2-4?
Yeah, I got a much-needed win. I have to win again next week.
Yeah. We have six teams in that league, so it's pretty easy to make the playoffs as long as you don't have a shitty year.
I'm having a shitty year, though. I need to win out, basically.
Yeah, you do. Four wins, I mean, you don't have much room for failure, so.
Exactly. So I got to pull it together. I mean, it's just been a shitty team. I keep getting injuries. I had Russell Wilson in that, so I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, yeah. The last thing I wanted to say, I didn't write it down. I was like, what else did I want to say? I'm still in the elimination pool.
How many weeks
for WIP?
How many weeks does it go to until the end of the season, or until there's only one person left?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm assuming maybe till the play. I mean, if there's still people in it till the playoffs, I mean, I don't know the rules of it either. But
yeah, I just know that there's a $2,000 ring at the end, and I'm surviving.
What? You haven't picked all the good teams yet. Obviously, you save them for the end.
I'm trying.
It's hard though. It's hard. It's going to get down to the nitty gritty soon. You're going to have to pick some weird matchups.
Yeah, like, when am I ever going to pick the Jets to win a game?
Do they play the Giants? Maybe the Giants, maybe the Dolphins. That could be a Dolphins stink.
True.
That's probably Texans if they play the Texans. I don't know if they do, but I mean, that's the only chance you're going to have to pick the Jets. I mean, everyone else is in the same boat too. I don't know.
But then you're like, well, like, which team is like 0-6 or 7 or
the Lions? The Lions.
Yeah, it's like, well, they have to win eventually, right? And you're scared to like pick against them.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's tough. Those teams are obviously super tough. You kind of got to get lucky in like a weird upset or like they just like finally win a game. Like if they're 0-8, the next game, they're like, come on, you got to win a game eventually.
Yeah, so I'm still in it. We'll see. I don't know how many people are left. I should have checked. To see, because it goes down by a lot each week.
Yeah, I wish I would. Every year I want to do something like that, and I never do. I don't know why. Was there a
buy-in? You should have done that. No, you should have done the WIP. It's free. You just sign up and you just pick each week.
Well,
it's free and you can win a ring at the end. That's pretty cool. And it's fun because it's just one and done. So
yeah, exactly.
It's super fun.
Yep.
All right, so let's get into music. Big news
Music. Big music
is
came out.
Adele
is back.
She's back. She released her song "Easy on Me," and she has a new album coming in November.
Yeah, I think it's November. End of November, maybe.
For some reason, I thought it was like next week, and I was super excited, but it's not.
No, it's like a month away.
But yeah, her song, it was good.
Yeah, sad vibes. I mean, it wasn't anything crazy, but it was a solid song and it was what I expected her to come back to.
Yeah, that's her sound. It sounded like her.
Yeah, she looks great. She sounds great. So
yeah. Coldplay came out with another new song.
I didn't
sounds
hear this
like
one.
Coldplay.
Yeah, Coldplay's gonna Coldplay. I mean,
it's nothing.
They're moving more into like the EDM pocket now. So
yeah.
That's what they do.
Mac Miller, they put out a
Faces.
Song.
Well, they put out Faces, an old mixtape. And then he was on Young Thug's album. Young Thug had a great album. Did you listen to him?
Yeah, I listened to a few songs.
Yeah, that was honestly that were pretty probably good. One of my favorite albums of the year. Just like
really,
yeah, sonically and oh, you're gone.
Yeah, I'm running out of battery.
What? She's going again.
Yeah, I'm running out of battery.
Yeah, but like sonically and just like content and just the way it sounded, it was a really good album. So I mean, I suggest you listen to that and you know just good vibes, man.
Yeah, I listened to a few songs. We had it in the car for a little bit, and then we kind of switched it.
Yeah, a lot of like acoustic, like one or two instrument only songs, which is pretty cool. The Mac Miller feature was dope. Post Malone's on there, Doja Cat, Future, Drake. I mean, it was had a lot of great features. So I mean, like mm-hmm. I said, top five, definitely top five albums of the year for me, and it might be top two.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Anson Seabra put out a new song. Sounds like Anson Seabra.
Yeah.
Sad. I'm like, can this dude make happy music? I don't
well, that's think so. That's his bag. He just, you know, that's what works so I know. Far. So.
And then Demi Lovato had another new song. And I mean, she keeps putting out hits, man. I'm, give it to Demi because.
Yeah, she's consistent.
I mean, sorry. They keep putting out hits. Not she.
Well, you know. Is that like, do we have to call her they?
Yes.
Is that how it works?
Yes, they identify as they.
That's I'm just asking. I have to get used to that.
Yeah,
It's weird. It's not weird. It's just not. Nah, I'm not used to calling someone they. Because you think of they, you think of multiple people.
Right. No, a Demi is a they though. They identify as they. I keep wanting to say she, and that's my bad. But
hey, man. Everyone's got to do what's best for them.
Yeah. So that's the music that I came across. I also wasn't on my phone that much, so I don't know if you had any other.
No, like I said, Young Thug, Mac Miller Faces, which is an old mixtape, but it's probably one of his best work. And that's Adele. I mean, you named it Coldplay, Demi. So, yeah, I don't think there was anything else that was super crazy in the pop, like, rap world. So.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah, I mean, any final thoughts? Anything else you want to talk about, or is that pretty much it? I think we're a little long-winded here. So.
I think we've gone to we've a given lot of our
thoughts
today.
We've given our thoughts on science and our deep thoughts and our sports thoughts. Can't talk. Sports thoughts. And yeah, it's been real. It's been fun. It has been real fun. We will see you all next week. Stay safe. Stay happy. Stay positive. Bye. Peace.
Peace.
I don't know why I said bye instead of peace. Goodbye. You gotta recover.